You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Award-winning actress Linda Evans has personified beauty and grace to the American television viewers for over five decades. Audra Barkley on The Big Valley to the glamorous Crystal Carrington on Dynasty. She has won awards upon awards upon awards, and she's our guest here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Her book is called Recipes for Life, My Memories, published by Vanguard Press. Linda Evans, thank you for being on the show here today. Dallas, let me ask you, get my question, because Deb wants to talk to you first and foremost. Dallas had a terrific run in a summer series this past summer, and they're going to be coming back again. You think about a Dynasty reunion, would that be possible? Now, of course, you know, Jim Davis is no longer around. Barbara Belgetti's is not. Of course, we lost John Forsythe as well. Would it be possible to put together a Dynasty reunion like Dallas did this summer?
I don't know how you do it without John Forsythe. That would be the big deal there. I mean, everyone is valuable to the show, but John was Blake Carrington. That would be some writing feat. But I imagine they can do those things in Hollywood.
How popular was that show ratings-wise?
Oh, my God. We were so fortunate. It was on for 9 years, and it was incredibly successful. It was just a dream show to be in.
And it had a lot of viewers, and a lot of people probably are able to watch it now in some form or fashion. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Mike?
Linda, it's a privilege getting to talk to you. One of the things I admired in the book, and I really wanted to probe for you and from you, is to talk a little bit about the stress you must have felt when John Derrick left you for Bo.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you deal with that stress? I mean, it's clear you dealt with it some way in the book, but it's not clear how.
Well, I didn't deal with it well because it was such a shock to me. And interestingly enough, unlike most people, I tend not to eat when I'm sad, and I lost a lot of weight. I actually sort of said, God, if I could just die and avoid this, this probably would be good. I didn't know how to deal with it because I was so in love with him, and I'd given myself so completely to him. After Big Valley, I stopped working because he didn't want me to work. I mean, whatever he wanted. I loved him so much. It was, unfortunately, I didn't even know what I liked to eat without him. It was a really big wake-up call, which is why I wanted to die rather than live. However, when he called one early morning and woke me up and from Europe and said, "Are my dating yet?" I realized that he really was just calling not because he cared, but because he didn't want to feel guilty. And then I thought, "Why am I dying for him? Why do I want to not be here?" And it was just such a wake-up call to me that I sat up and I thought, I'm not going to die, I'm going to live, and I'm going to be happy. I mean, I turned my mind around on something, because all I'd been doing is hoping he'd come back, wondering what I did wrong. So I changed my mind and chose me and chose my life, and it just moved around.
How long was that after the initial time that he left you for Bo?
Wow. I don't keep track of these things. It was this many months and this many days. It was quite a while.
But it seemed to me you had been grieving, and it did take time to get over that. And that was kind of a wake-up call where you said, I'm either going to be resilient or I'm going to die.
And why am I dying for him when he doesn't even care? It's like, oh, my God. I kept remembering the love we had, and I was still so confused how that switched so fast.
Well, let me now, and there's a great story about this in the book, and I don't want to, the book is called Recipes for Life, My Memories by Linda Evans. I don't even have a choice of tossing you over to Dr. Deb, because Dr. Deb said, when she was in college, she reserved the TV during the time your program was on.
This was a complex issue. This was back in the 80s. There was only one TV per dorm, so I would go down 2.5 hours early, sit there with my books, and study with the TV on, so that when people came in to put Cheers on instead, I'd be like, yo, find another television. I'm watching Dynasty. So anyway,
I'm resourceful.
Exactly. So that was my introduction to you. I have to say, I tend to look at life through music and through food. And when I read your book, what I loved about it is that it really shows that our life doesn't happen in a bubble, and it's not things that happen to us. It's about memories. And when you intermingle the recipes with it, you just get a sense of the spice and the romance and the passion and all of the things that were happening to you through your life. So it made for a fantastic story. And I wonder, why did you think to write the book this way? And why not just go the standard Hollywood memoir route?
Well, I have a passion for food and cooking, and I had agreed to do a cookbook when I was doing Dynasty, and I just never had time for it, and it was something that was unfinished with me, and I wanted to do a memoir, but I didn't know how to take out the people and the food, because it's been such an important, anyone who knows me, I love to eat and I love to feed people. It's a part of my life, and I so treasure the recipes I collected. And I thought, what if I share with everybody everything I love? And I can do it all at once. I mean, the challenge for 3.5 years was creating a way to do it, that it just wouldn't be absurd that my husband left me, here's beef stew. You know, I wanted to find a way, and I think I successfully did it, to weave everything in. And if you don't like food, you could just read the book.
You can skip the recipes. I've only made two of them, the Hollandaise and the Boeuf Bourguignon.
See, normally when we have a recipe book on the show or a health food book, which is common, she normally will try a couple of those in the week beforehand. So I'm glad she admitted to making a couple of these.
Yeah, you have to try a few things before you know.
But those don't sound healthy.
They were not. It was Ina Garten's was not so bad, but the Hollandaise sauce, I knew you were going to shoot me a glance for that one. But, you know, I also wanted to say happy birthday, because a little birdie told me that your birthday is coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to be 70. Can you imagine?
You know, I saw your picture, and I didn't know if I should applaud or throw up. I can't believe how good you look for 70. Oh. And especially for someone that talks about loving food like you do, you must be doing something right, because graceful doesn't begin to hit how well you're aging. And it seems like you really get the most out of life. So how, with all of the things that have happened to you, from a plane crash to a bad breakup, how is it that you manage to still get the best out of life?
I like to be happy.
That's a very simple answer.
You know, you have a choice every day. Am I going to be mad? Am I going to be happy? Am I going to be hateful? Am I going to feel love? I mean, we have choices, and I always make them for what makes me feel good.
That's
why I like to eat.
Yeah. That's great. And do you cook, and then can you cook for others and watch them eat it and get enjoyment out of it as if you were eating it, or do you generally jump in and eat along with them?
I watch them, because that's the big kick.
Yeah.
I can see how good they feel when they eat that. And I like, everyone says, what's your favorite recipe? I say, what do you want? How do I give you what you want? And then watch you enjoy it. And then, it's the best. I don't even mind doing dishes. I don't mind anything. It's like, I just get that feel from you, and that's all I need.
That's great. I hate doing dishes, so I'd rather use plasticware or throw them away when I'm done.
We're talking to Linda Evans. The book is Recipes for Life. Joe?
All right, coming up, more with Linda Evans. And more of the interesting insight into the book, her life, and her recipes, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, we'll try to fit that in before the top of the hour. More with Linda Evans coming up here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away.
Food. Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.